Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is the best of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis on Fox Sports Radio.
I thought I might have to come in on Monday morning and tear into the college football playoff committee. I thought there was a good chance that they might select Ohio State as the fourth playoff team, despite the fact that Ohio State had been blown out by, clearly, Iowa, by 31 points, 7-5 Iowa, and despite the fact that Oklahoma had beaten them by 15 points in the Shoe early in the year. But the College Football Playoff Committee got it right. I think they got it right. They got the four best teams given the entirety of the season. And even think a lot of Ohio State fans are saying, you know what? We weren't a championship team. A championship caliber team does not go on the road and lose by 31 points and give up 55 to Iowa. Once we left that setting, we didn't deserve to play for a championship anymore. And I think even Ohio State fans are saying that on a rational basis. I got to give credit to a lot of Ohio State fans because they're saying, look, I could defend our team in other years. This is not a defensible team. JT Barrett is too erratic. From one moment to the next, he plays great. He plays awful. This was not a championship team. We didn't belong in there.
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis. Weeknights at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
A lot of attention being paid to Rob Gronkowski and the hit that he put on Tre'Davious White in his game against the Buffalo Bills. It was clearly a cheap shot. Here is what Rob Gronkowski had to say after that hit. If you haven't seen the video, I would be, first of all, stunned because it's everywhere on constant replay. But here is Rob Gronkowski trying to explain himself.
I definitely want to apologize to number 27. I mean, I'm not in the business of that. I mean, it was a lot of frustration, and I was just really frustrated at that moment. It just happened naturally through emotions and frustration, and just want to apologize to Tre'Davious White. I know don't really believe in type of shots like that, but just through the frustration process, game of football, emotions, just. That's what happened.
What are you frustrated by, though?
At the top of the run. I mean, I felt like it was a big hole at the top, and then the throw was definitely, I mean, I felt like it kind of pushed me a little bit. I mean, and made the play, and I just don't understand why there wasn't a flag. And just through that, and there's a couple times in the game, and they're calling me for the craziest stuff ever, and it's like crazy. I mean, like, what am I supposed to do? And then they don't call that? I mean.
That was Rob Gronkowski trying to explain why he decided to dive right at the defensive back's back. And there is a concussion. That's the latest on Tre'Davious White's health. Is that correct, Danny G?
Yeah, correct. And they believe that it's directly from that Gronk hit.
Yeesh. If that's true, then I think he has to be suspended, right? I don't know how long you suspend him for. How long did what's the Jason Martin? Anybody know the history here recently for clearly hits that were outside of the bounds of acceptability? What's a 2 games? Mike Evans, when he came in kind of out of nowhere and blindsided the guy who was feuding with Jameis Winston on the sideline. I think that was Lattimore. I think that will likely be the precedent that's applied here, as well as the Trevathan hit, and I think you'll get 1 game.
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Do I need to apologize to Minnesota Viking fans? Here's the deal. I want everybody to listen closely. They are the number one seed in the NFC. The Vikings look unstoppable right now in the way that they're beating people. They're not just beating people. They're beating good teams. I still don't believe in them. I'm sorry, Minnesota. I know you're hosting the Super Bowl. I know all the Viking fans out there right now are sitting around saying, not only are we going to make the Super Bowl and kind of end this awful disaster of Minnesota sports runs, but we're actually going to be hosting the Super Bowl in our home football stadium, and the Vikings are going to be there, baby. No, you're not. I'm not going to sign off on Case Keenum. Even though you're 10-2, even though you keep covering and winning, I'm not a believer. I'm not a believer. I'm not willing to take the leap of faith, even though there's ample evidence. It's funny. Viking fans come after me now because I've been on this kick for a couple months now where even though the Vikings are highly seeded in the playoffs, I just don't believe in them. I think right now, if we get to the playoffs, first of all, we know the long, tortured history of the Minnesota Vikings in the playoffs. So even Viking fans are like, oh, you know what, I'd rather have doubters than I would believers. And I don't frankly believe that even very many Viking fans really believe in Case Keenum. But if we got into the playoffs right now, I would definitely take, even though they're 9-3, and even though they'd be coming out of having to win the wild card against Carolina right now, which would be an insanely difficult game, right? I mean, sorry, against Seattle. Either way, it's a really insanely difficult game. I like the Saints. I still like the Saints to win the NFC right now. That would be my pick.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
Arizona State University and Vice President of University Athletics Ray Anderson has unveiled plans for a restructured ASU football model and named former NFL head coach Herm Edwards as the 24th head coach of the Sun Devil football program, pending approval by the Arizona Board of Regents. Now, Herm Edwards has not coached college football since the 1980s, and here is their statement. The development's new leadership model will be similar to an NFL approach using a general manager structure. It's a collaborative approach to managing the ASU football program that includes sport and administrative divisions, which will operate as distinct but collective units focused on elevating all aspects of Sun Devil football. This structure will allow the department to form a multi-layered method to the talent evaluation and recruiting processes, increase its emphasis on both student, athlete, and coach development and retention, and provide a boost in resource allocation and generation. I'm telling you right now, that entire paragraph is the biggest collection of gobbledygook I have ever seen in the history of a college football or NFL release. Yeah, I have no idea what was just said there. I have no idea what Arizona State is doing. What a ridiculous decision. How, like, let's think about the two jobs that have come open in the Pac-12. UCLA went and hired Chip Kelly, and the Sun Devils went and got Herm Edwards. What do you think's likely to happen there? Who's going to have a schematic advantage? I think it's going to be UCLA by a landslide. So I just, look, I understand you can make the argument, oh, Clay, you wanted John Gruden and everything else. Yeah, I did want John Gruden. But I think there's a pretty big difference between John Gruden and Herm Edwards. And one of the big differences is Super Bowl ring. I think there are a lot of people out there. Like, let's say you're Arizona State. You got Todd Graham. You scored some decent amounts of points. I mean, Todd Graham was an okay coach. There are a lot of people out there, I think, that the Arizona State could have gotten. Like, if you could get Kevin Sumlin, to me, personally, if you told me that I had a choice between Kevin Sumlin and Herm Edwards right now, and I think Arizona State might well have had that choice to make, how in the world does anybody pick Herm Edwards? Kevin Sumlin is coming off a really good run in the most difficult division for much of the time that he was there in all of college football, and he recruited Arizona State decently. I mean, he recruited the state of Arizona decently. Why in the world would you go give Herm Edwards that job? I mean, does anybody, I mean, honestly, like if you have a choice, Kevin Sumlin is supposedly now a top candidate at UCF. If you have a choice between Kevin Sumlin, who is a fantastic recruiter, who has consistently put together top 10 classes, and you have a choice between him and Herm Edwards, how could anybody that understands college football pick Herm Edwards? I mean, it just makes no sense to me.
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis. Weeknights at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You should play, if you're a top contender, the weakest FBS level competition you can outside of your conference. In other words, what do you gain by really significantly challenging yourself? Let me give you an example. What did USC gain by playing Notre Dame? What did Ohio State gain by playing Oklahoma? If neither one of those teams had played those games, if Ohio State plays Akron or they play Ohio or they play some other MAC school instead of Oklahoma, Ohio State is in the playoff. If USC plays an FCS team, let's say they play Mercer just like Alabama did, instead of Notre Dame, then USC at 12-1 is in the playoff. 12-1 Ohio State would have been in the playoff too. What do you gain by major out-of-conference games? Auburn lost to Clemson. Why does Auburn need to play Clemson? Why, frankly, does Georgia need to play Notre Dame? It doesn't make sense in an era where there's only four college football playoff teams. Big interconference, out-of-conference, major regional conflict games make sense in an eight-team college football era, because then teams would schedule aggressively because they would say, well, we can still win our conference even if we lose a tough out-of-conference game, but if we win it, it gives us the opportunity to still get one of those wild card games. As is, if I were advising teams, I would say do what Wisconsin does. Look at Wisconsin's schedule. They're in the Big Ten West. It was a crap schedule, and they didn't supplement it with any major out-of-conference opponents. You have to break down Wisconsin's schedule. Wisconsin's basically calling the committee on its face and saying, hey, you're not brave enough to leave a major conference champ out of the playoff. And so look at what Wisconsin's schedule was and tell me why they aren't geniuses for doing this. You really can't control your in-conference schedule, right? Everybody's got their obligations. Nobody can really change what they do there. But when you actually look at Wisconsin's schedule, I was doing this before the Big Ten championship game, and honestly, I picked Wisconsin to make the playoff based on their schedule. And they kind of look like geniuses, frankly. Because you look at everybody else, and everybody else is running around, and they're playing all these difficult out-of-conference games, and all they're doing, frequently, is eliminating themselves from being able to contend. Look at who Wisconsin played in their out-of-conference. They played Utah State, they played FAU, and they played BYU. Now, maybe BYU they thought was going to be decent. FAU ended up being decent. Utah State. I mean, those are three games that they got to play that they were very confident they were going to win. Now, they had to go on the road against BYU, but otherwise, the rest of their schedule is the Big Ten. If you go 12-0 in the regular season and then win the Big Ten title like Wisconsin potentially almost did, they would have been in the playoff at 13-0 no matter what their out-of-conference schedule would have looked like. So this idea that out-of-conference schedules matter is really not true. when you really break it down. Now, maybe the committee gave Alabama credit for playing Florida State and said, you know, what if DeAndre Francois doesn't get hurt? That's a 9-win Florida State team. They've got top 25 talent, top 10 talent even. Maybe that's true. And if you watched that game, you knew that Florida State was really good and that Alabama played them very evenly until Alabama pulled away late. But that's kind of my big takeaway here of why we need an 8-team college football playoff is because right now there's no real incentive to play a tough out-of-conference game.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.